and Lady Maraway came from a different world. The world of Antibes and Juan les Pins, of golf at Saint-Jean-de-Luz, of bathing from the rocks at Madeira in the winter. In outward seeming, they were as the lilies that toiled not, neither did they spin. But perhaps this was not quite true. There are diverse ways of toiling and also of spinning. "Here's the kid back again," said Evan Llewellyn to Mrs. Rustington. He was a dark young man. There was a faintly hungry, wolfish look about him, which some women found attractive. It was difficult to say whether Mrs. Rustington found him so. She did not wear her heart on her sleeve. She had married young, and the marriage had ended in disaster in less than a year. Since that time it was difficult to know what Janet Rustington thought of anyone or anything. Her manner was always the same, charming but completely aloof. Eve Leathen came dancing up to them, her lank, fair hair bobbing excitedly. She was 15, an awkward child, but full of vitality.
"I'm going to be married by the time I'm 17, she exclaimed breathlessly, "to a very rich man, and we're going to have 6 children, and Tuesdays and Thursdays are my lucky days, and I ought always to wear green or blue and an emerald, which is my lucky stone, and—"
"Why, pet, I think we ought to be getting along," said her father. Mr. Leathen was a tall,